Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
We were flying at an altitude of about 35,000 feet. I had just picked up a book and started reading. Then I noted that the bearded youth beside me was reading right along with me. He had read the Oriental mystics, the philosophers of the ancient Middle East, and possibly even a few college textbooks, but he had never seen anything like the book I was reading. His interest in my book amused me, but I said nothing and kept reading. Finally, he could stand it no longer. "What's that book you're reading?" I replied, "It is a commentary on the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation. It's almost 2,000 years old. In this book, God tells us of the future and what is going to happen. It's like history pre-recorded." What a book! Centuries old, yet it continues to be the world's best-selling and most widely printed book, surviving its critics and continuing to find a place in our libraries as well as in our hearts. What's the attraction of this book? Simply put, the Bible records the drama of God's response to humankind's quest to understand ourselves and to find out what lies beyond the moment the heart monitor goes flat and we draw our last breath here on earth. So how do I know that the Bible is not just another book? Scholars the world over have in their possession only 13 manuscripts of Plato, the great Greek philosopher. We have only one manuscript of the Annals of Tacitus, the Roman historian who lived in the 2nd century. We have only a few manuscripts of Sophocles, Euripides, Virgil, and Cicero, yet there are more than 13,000 manuscripts, a plethora of them in existence today containing all or part of the Bible. Of these, 4,000 are ancient Greek manuscripts, 8,000 Latin manuscripts, and another 1,000 other ancient versions, making a grand total of 13,000 ancient manuscripts for scholars to study. On many occasions, individuals have decided to destroy the Bible once and for all. Not liking what this book says, an evil, wicked king by the name of Jehoiakim tried to burn the manuscripts of Prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah simply rewrote them. In 303 AD, the Roman Emperor Diocletian ordered every Bible to be burned in the Roman Empire. But 10 years later, he died, and his successor, Constantine, made Christianity the faith of the empire. In the Middle Ages, the institutional church tried to keep the Bible from the common man. William Tyndale had another idea: make the book so available and so readable that even a plowboy could understand the Bible. He was strangled, and his body burned outside of Brussels in 1536. Yet he succeeded and unleashed the influence of the Bible in the English-speaking world. The French atheist Voltaire once said, "Christianity shall not survive me by 100 years. Yet after his death, the British Bible Society bought his home in Geneva and printed an entire edition of the Bible on his very own press. 100 years after his death, the British government purchased Codex Sinaiticus, a manuscript dating to 350 AD, for the sum of $500,000 from the Russian government. And the same year, a first edition of Voltaire sold for 11 U.S. cents. Are these things coincidences? No other book ever written makes the claim that it will endure forever. But the Bible does. It says simply, "The word of our God stands forever." No wonder it is still with us.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.